Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast. All right, welcome back to Gore Girls, everybody. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are talking about Insidious, directed by James Wan. This was Elaine's pick for our demon-esque series. Elaine, why did you choose it?
I chose this movie because when I first saw it in theaters, and I remember it being so, so scary. And I love James Wan and Lee Whannell and Rose Byrne and Patrick Wilson and pretty much every actor in the movie. So, yeah, that's why I chose it.
Nice. Which one is Lee Whannell? Is that the wife?
Specs.
Oh, I was way off. Okay.
Yes.
Rose Byrne is the wife.
Yeah, Rose Byrne.
Oh, okay. I'm here for Lin Shaye.
Oh, yes. Love her.
Yeah.
Nice. Sweet. Yeah, I haven't seen it since it came out as well, so I'm excited to talk about it. I have a lot of thoughts.
I had never seen it.
Oh, really?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so interested. Yeah.
I think this is going to be our first divisive fucking episode
of our comeback
this season.
I agree.
Probably, yeah.
Well, actually, maybe not, though, because. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we probably have some thoughts.
I think we do.
Yeah. Before we get into it, Grace, do you want to give us background on the movie?
Yes. So I have a couple. Some things. I wanted to look up the definition of insidious because I didn't know what that was. So, yeah.
Okay.
It is intended to entrap or stealthy, treacherous, or deceitful.
Oh. Actually, that's great to know because I don't think I knew the exact definition. I was just like,
yeah.
You know,
I kind of just like bad. Yeah. Evil, malevolent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
That's good. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So, like Elaine said, it was written by Lee Whannell and directed by James Wan. Learned a lot doing research, but James directed Saw. And obviously, a lot of people really liked that. But because it was really gory, a lot of people didn't want to work with him. So he wanted to create a horror movie that had no gore. And then that's why he did this.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. James has done freaking every movie under the sun. He's done all the Saw movies, Insidious, Annabelle, Aquaman, Conjuring, A Fast and Furious, The Nun, Megan, Mortal Kombat movies. One Fast
Megan.
And Furious, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the seventh one, I think.
Hmm.
Right? Fast and Furious 7 or whatever?
Yeah.
Aquaman? That's the one that stood out to me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mortal Kombat. There's another movie I saw that's called There's Something or There's Someone in Your House. And then a new Salem's Lot movie that's coming out next year.
Oh, he's doing that.
Oh, he's doing Salem's Lot?
Cool. That makes me kind of excited because I really like him.
I think I don't know how to feel about that, actually.
I think that's a new development because they had, like, filmed Salem's Lot, and it got, like, tabled for whatever reason.
Oh.
Because it was supposed to come out, like, last October.
I remember that, yeah.
So I'm wondering if he, like, decided to take it over and,
I think that he makes some pretty good directorial choices. You know what I mean? I think he usually makes good choices. So I am intrigued by that.
He has like a general vibe to his movies that I just don't know if I love.
Is it blue? Oh,
okay. I don't really know how to describe that.
Is blue?
Is it what?
Blue.
Blue.
That's perfect.
Everything is very blue.
His vibe is blue.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if it's that.
I was trying to like think of it. And I was like, it is blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but that's
right. You're just not sure if that's going to work for like the story of Salem's Lot.
I just don't know if that's who I would choose.
He has done seriously so many movies. The list was insane. Lee worked on the Saw movies with him and then Insidious movies. And then another movie that's called Cooties, which that sounds fun.
Oh,
it's pretty funny.
Always talk about that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, and then a video game for The Matrix.
Oh,
which I thought was cool. James or Lee, sorry, seems a little salty, bitter, not so much, but doesn't want to say it, that he hasn't worked on all these other movies with him. It seems like he's like, that's fine. He was like, he's doing what he always wanted to do. It's fine.
Oh, that's funny.
What, like an interview said, yeah.
Because weren't they like besties in school or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like they were really good friends. Oh. And then James was like, fuck you, man. I'm going to make a shit ton of money and you don't get to come with me.
James popped off and left him behind.
He wanted to go a different direction.
Like. Yeah, that's kind of what it seems like. Mm. Also, this is on my computer, you guys, and oh, okay, here it is. So in my research, I found so much stuff on Saw and Insidious 3.
Mm.
Oh. Not this one.
That makes sense.
I'm not sure if it just didn't get popular until later, but here is my one sentence I found on Insidious. Winnell wrote the script and acted in the 2011 paranormal film Insidious, which was directed by Juan.
That's all you found.
Very good.
Oh. Cool.
I copied and pasted it because I was like,
I feel like I know so much. I learned a lot from you just now.
But they talked so much about Insidious 3, or Saw, so if you'd like.
That's
so
weird.
That made sense.
Yeah, why the third one, though? That's stupid.
I have not seen popular.
I've not seen any of the other ones.
They're not good.
Me neither.
They're not good.
They're not good. Okay, cool.
I feel like I started the second one time and quickly turned it off. Mm. I have a vague memory of the beginning, and that's it.
Yeah, I remember, like, a girl in a bed. That's all I remember.
It really left an impression on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, I'll just share that I thought it was wild that this film was filmed in 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks?
Holy shit. I mean, I feel like that's a big production for 3 weeks. That's insane.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
Wild.
That's impressive.
Someone said in the New York Times that they feel like this is a less poetic version of an M. Night Shyamalan fairy tale.
Okay.
Basically, all the reviews, no one likes the second half. They feel like it was an entirely different movie.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Indeed.
Roger Ebert gave this 2.5 stars. He said this is a great haunted house movie, and it looks like they bought the house from Annieville Horror Listing Agency, which I thought was funny. It's perfect. Lots of nooks and crannies. He said it seems like the whole movie teeters on the edge of being a comedy, though.
I could see that.
And I was like, ooh.
I could see that.
That's tough.
With that.
That's an interesting note about buying the house from an Amityville Horror Listing Agency.
Listing
because like there are so many horror movie references in this film, and I wouldn't even pick up on that one.
Think of Annie. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like an Amityville situation. Yeah, yeah. For sure. But I'm bummed I didn't find any more on it. And I'm just wondering if it wasn't popular
when it came out.
And then it's like too late, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be.
So, yeah,
I don't think it's like a one that turns into a cult classic or anything.
That's it.
Cool. All
right. We learned so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lee helped James with the movie. Cool.
Yeah. Isn't that neat? Fun fact, guys.
Super so neat.
All right. Elaine, do you have a pun?
Yes. Okay. So let me tell you guys. The demon is Darth Maul, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay, so I just like was laughing to myself the whole time. So I have a Darth Maul pun for you. I have a Star Wars pun for you.
Perfect.
Darth Maul is from Star Wars, Grace.
Yes, I know that.
Okay. Where do Siths go shopping?
Where?
At the Darth Mall.
The Darth Mall.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
Oh, so funny.
So funny.
I love it.
Oh my god. Nice. Well, are we ready to get into the movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Sweet. If you listeners have not seen the movie, obviously go watch it. Otherwise, you're going to get the whole movie spoiled for you. Unless you're like into that. That's fine. Stick around or come back.
Go off.
go off.
A family moves into a new home when their son falls into a coma. They begin to experience paranormal activity. The family soon learns that it's not the house that's haunted, it's their son. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nice.
Okay. Opening credits play, we see a boy asleep in his bed and a creepy old woman holding a candle. Then, while the rest of the credits play for a very long time, the audience is shown stills from inside the Lambert house. The Lambert family wakes up in their new house. Renee finds a book on the floor that she previously put away and suspects her son was looking through them. Later, she hears a creaking in the attic and goes to investigate, finding nothing but a broken ladder.
The credits do play for a very long time.
Yeah. Zach was like, what the fuck? Like, since when do movies have, like, all of the credits before the movie starts? It's like, well, yeah. I mean, it did come out like 13 years ago, but it still is, it's long.
I said it's giving Psycho. I kind of
like movies do that, but yeah, mm-hmm. It is giving Psycho a little bit, yeah.
I felt like it was a little bit reminiscent of The Sixth Sense with the text on the screen being kind of like watery and Saw too.
I was telling Elaine my first note. I have no idea what the fuck I was talking about, and I took it last night. But I said, I have not seen Ghost in so long. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Like the movie Ghost?
Yeah.
No, definitely not that.
Maybe
I don't
like
know what I'm talking about.
Maybe like
a ghost.
Like they kind of like show a ghost in one of like the stills of the house or something, and then they go through a few and there's like nothing, and then you're like, I haven't seen one in so long. Because that's kind of how I felt.
I don't think that was like,
you yourself haven't seen a ghost in a long time?
What the fuck, Lorelai?
I don't know.
Were you tired?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My very first note, though, of this movie is going to be quiet and dark, and it's going to be jump scare after jump scare, and dinner with one light bulb kind of. Movie,
isn't
it? Yes. It is. The dialogue is so fucking quiet.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the action, scary
and the score.
Points, the score,
so loud.
It's like, this is, this is not it.
The score and the title screen, every time though, goosebumps. The score is phenomenal.
They do a good job with the score. Really that like is, score. Yeah.
Ugh.
I That's don't like the dialogue though.
No.
What do you mean?
Throughout like the whole
Just
movie,
the way it's written?
Really. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like either.
I don't
feel like these
I don't
people
love
can act
a lot
better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are times when I think the dialogue is really good, particularly in the first half of the movie.
The
second
half
it falls
better.
Off for me.
Mm-hmm.
But like the little interaction.
It's not amazing.
No. When Rose Byrne and her kid are like having a little moment, I thought that was cute. And the whole chaos of the morning in the new house was very realistic to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like all of them are such better actors. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love the chaos of the morning. Like that part, you know, I'm like, yep, accurate. This seems believable. And that's where I think I have a problem is like some parts seem like very believable and then others don't. Like I didn't like when she's sitting down with her son going through the photo. I don't think the son, the little boy Dalton, I don't think he's a very good actor. I'm like, I feel like the
kids are hard.
Found a better child actor.
Yeah.
So that whole part seems stilted to me, and like they're going through photos, and I'm like, he's never seen a photo of his parents when they were young.
Sure.
Right.
This point, really, like I don't know. The whole thing seemed a little like
forced.
Too purposeful and like forced. Yeah. So like. I didn't love it. It's not horrible.
I thought it was a nice way to segue for foreshadowing later with no pictures of the dad.
With no pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But like at the same time, you're right. Like you'd never seen a picture of your mom.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Just thought it was kind of funny.
I have a little fun fact. Ethan Hawke turned down the role of Josh.
Oh.
And allegedly Alec Baldwin and Brendan Fraser were also considered for the role.
What the fuck?
I see neither of them.
That's fucking weird. Same.
A problem that I have spectrum. Too. I love Patrick Wilson, by the way. I think he is so cute.
I do too.
Oh my god. Like, I guess he replaced Lee Whannell in James Wan's life because he's in other fucking James Wan movie ever.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd be pretty salty too.
Yeah.
Also, what's the mom's name?
Renee.
That actress, I can't watch a movie with her and not think of Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids,
yeah.
Yes.
So that's like all I think of.
It's hard to take her seriously.
Yeah.
Because of that, yeah.
I understand. Mm-hmm. A problem I have with the movie is the fucking baby crying all the time.
It's a baby.
Oh my god.
It makes
This is my personal hell.
Yeah.
That whole scene. The unpacking, the crying baby, the fucking automated phone goddamn message, the husband not helping. Children. I was like, this is Oh no.
Mm-hmm. I mute a lot.
I know. I was like, he can't help with any of what's happening right now, sir. Like, I know you're getting ready for work, but assist.
Mm-hmm. Assist.
Assist.
Yeah.
And then I'm just a butthole. I was like, ooh, books knocked off.
Books knocked off.
Yeah.
But then I get spooked later on. So, you know.
Yeah, same.
I forgot that I made a note about the kid looking at the pictures and he says, show me a picture when I was little. And then she says, oh, but you're little and a kid and wonderful. I said, what a fucking weird thing to say to each
other. Yeah. That line was weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so stilted there. I was like, what?
What?
This doesn't seem like a genuine conversation between mother and son at all.
Charlotte also said, this is why you shouldn't have kids, because they're always possessed.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Good. Just another reason.
I think we'll never have children, because she's like, no. No.
Nope.
Yes, that's possessed. Good.
Mm-mm. And they're ruining the global warming, is what she says. It's like they're causing global warming.
They're fucking loud.
They're loud.
It really makes me sad to see babies crying in movies, because you know that they're actually crying.
Right, they have to do something to make the baby cry.
Or maybe they just had a very temperamental baby, but either way, she's tired or hungry or something. And
I know
that bums me out.
Me too. I made a note that I feel like this house looks like the murder house from American Horror Story.
Mm. Oh,
yeah. Mm.
Oh. Yes,
the inside for sure.
Yeah. Like similar, the stairs and stuff, and all the wood.
Oh, look at the wood.
Look at all the wood.
It is a beautiful house. Yes. Is it a carpenter house?
I think so. Carpenter style.
Carpenter style about it.
Or craftsman.
Craftsman. Yeah. Craftsman. It kind of looks like it, right?
It's like it seems like the modern, version.
They got a big ass front door though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so big. I thought the same thing. I was like, Jesus Christ, why the fuck?
Yeah.
Oversized.
The last note that I have about this little chunk of scenes is that there's foreshadowing with the ladder breaking and that the furnace turning on was an homage to The Exorcist.
Oh.
Yeah, like when she's in the attic with the...
And the flame.
Mm-hmm.
Flame.
Okay.
Every time I see a furnace in a movie, I just think of Home Alone.
Yeah. Yes.
Totally.
Yep. And he's afraid of it? Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of it.
Same. That's why I'm like, she should be afraid.
She should be very afraid.
Are you all ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Dad Josh comes home from work. Dalton is playing by himself near the attic door when it creaks open on its own. Renee mentions she can't find her box of sheet music. In the attic, Dalton climbs the ladder, attempting to turn on the light. The ladder breaks and he falls. He hears a clicking sound and screams. Josh and Renee rush to him, and Renee finds her box of sheet music in the attic. The parents tuck Dalton in and get all cute together in bed. The next morning, Josh goes to Dalton to wake him but is unable to. They bring him to the hospital where they're told the doctors can't find anything wrong with him and that he's just in a coma.
He's just in a coma.
No biggie.
Yeah,
whatever.
Just in a coma. We don't know why.
Sorry, we have no information for you. Enjoy.
This is another point where I said Dalton is an ass actor. Like, this is the first, this is the best child actor we found for this, really. I just don't like it.
At least he's asleep for most of the movie.
True.
Yeah. I don't like that song that she's playing is very sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she has some trauma, some demons. Yep.
I said the dumb kid fell off the ladder.
The dumb kid. He is brave, though, because no fucking way would I be going up there by myself.
No, oh, no. Fucking oh, no. way. Never. Mm-hmm.
Never.
Psycho. No.
But yeah, he's a dumb fucking kid.
Yeah.
She says something about she was explaining like a bad day, like her bad day, you know?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I couldn't get Callie to go to sleep. I couldn't write music. I don't know. It was very just like, to me, like, not that bad. I was like, that's your bad day? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't seem too horrible to me.
For
me, I had a hard time sympathizing with her.
Yeah. Mm. I think that they have good chemistry in this moment, especially when he's like, he mentions the sheet music and she's like, shut up. Like, don't even go there. Like, I'm not stupid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't like when she's like, I just want things to be different in this house. And Josh promises it, that it will be, because it's like, what happened in the last house?
Right, like, what was so bad in the last house?
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Yeah, we don't get any background, really, on that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But I also am like, maybe if her baby's crying and she can't put her to sleep, that would just be, like, a bad fucking day, because that baby's always crying.
Oh, my God.
The baby is always crying.
It is always crying.
I said the infamous hand lotioning before bed. It's such a pet peeve of mine in movies. They move the pillows and the blankets together, and then the wife has to lotion her hands before she gets. I'm like, who's
doing that?
Does this?
He lotions.
That is such a thing.
He puts eye cream on. I do that with my hands.
You put lotion on your hands?
Is this a
every night? Bed? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I have little gloves I put on.
What?
Yeah. I do put hand lotion on. Well, I try to put hand lotion on before bed.
Yeah.
So is this a thing that Kayla and I should be doing?
Apparently. We're not lotioning our hands enough.
Yeah.
I did not think that was a normal thing to do.
I have this one. When I go to bed. And then, well, that's why I want them to be greasy when I go to bed, so that they're moisturized. And then I have a Trader Joe's one as well that I can't find right now.
Wow.
So this is a normal thing, and Lorelai and I are just the fucking weirdos.
It highly annoying, though, in movies.
It's always a thing.
Yeah.
But and they're having, like, a really important, deep conversation right before bed in every movie.
And they're always lotioning.
I'm like, what is this?
Here, let's do this, guys. We'll just have an emotional...
Emotional support lotion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Emotional lotion. I like that. I put way too much.
Emotional lotion.
I don't like that he's putting on his eye cream. He seems very. I don't know. That's a very strange thing to me. But with Elaine, what you were talking about with that you feel like they have good chemistry, I think the acting in this movie is god awful by everybody. I just think it's terrible. It's so like, here's my line.
Here's your line.
Okay, now I'm gonna talk, and then you're gonna talk, and I just think it's terrible. And I think these people are great actors.
Right. Yeah. I think it comes down to the writing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the directing. You know, like they dropped the ball with the dialogue.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess I just their chemistry. I saw more when after the deep convo's over, and he's like teasing her, and then they like laugh. I thought that was cute. That didn't feel too forced for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just more like the actual dialogue. The lines. What the fuck? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have an emotional conversation now, guys. Can I put my lotion on? with the coma.
The coma. Because
they're like, he's in a coma. And then the doctor just
walks away.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. He's just like, yep, he's in a coma.
Bye, Betsy. And just walks away. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That would be terrible.
Horrible.
It'd be terrible. It wouldn't be.
Like, I can't imagine like going to wake up my child and he's just not waking up.
Yeah, I would. No.
What?
I would lose my shit.
I think that's my notes. Then, what did you have something else, Kayla?
Oh, I just really love their grandfather clock. And I know it like kind of comes into play later, but it's just an old clock. Mm-hmm. I really like those old clocks.
Mm-hmm. Me too. They're pretty dope.
Some of the transitions in this movie are weird too.
Yes.
Because like after they have their conversation, it like, I don't know, pans through the house and then we see him sleeping. And then they're just suddenly, he tries to wake him up and he can't and they're in the hospital. I don't know. The transitions are weird.
And they're not consistent.
Not consistent in any way.
And I do agree with you now. I never thought about it that I wish they would have said, I want something different than in the old house. Yeah. Friggin' what? What was it?
Yeah.
The same shit?
Yeah. Like, I don't get it.
If you're implying things, friggin' show us then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Agreed.
Yeah, they do a lot of telling in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not, though.
But not.
But not.
Like random arbitrary telling.
They do a lot of saying.
A lot of saying.
Yep.
You want to move on to the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. 3 months later, Dalton is still in a coma. While working on her music, Renee hears a man whispering on the baby monitor. The man yells and Renee dashes upstairs. When she enters Callie's room, there is no man in sight. When Renee and Josh get into bed that night, they hear banging on the front door. Josh investigates but finds nothing. Callie starts crying, Renee goes to check on her and finds a man standing behind her crib. Shortly after, the house alarm starts blaring. When Josh goes downstairs, he finds the front door wide open. He checks the house, finds nothing, the alarm goes off again, and we get an outside shot of the house.
I just forgot that so much time had passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, I hadn't seen this like since it came out, and I was like, oh fuck, that's right. 3 months have passed and nothing has changed. Like, yeah, he's just still in a coma.
Yeah.
And she's like having to learn how to put the tube down his nose and stuff.
Dude, I can't fucking imagine.
Horrible.
See, I had no emotional connection to this because the acting was so bad. And it was just like, my note is, it's like so much has happened, but also nothing at all. I don't care.
Also,
Yeah.
Like, they're trying. They're almost getting me. Like, they're trying to get, I don't know.
But something's not clicking.
So close.
Yeah.
This is, like, the one set of scenes in the movie that does actually spook me.
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
With the baby monitor?
The
voice that comes through the baby monitor? I can't, no. Nope. Mm-mm.
No, I don't like that.
I do not like that at all.
This is when I said, I'm just waiting for a jump scare here. And then I said, oh, look, a jump scare.
There it is.
But this one gets me.
Yeah.
That one gets me too.
Yeah, that one gets me. It's like the one scene in the movie where I'm like, okay, here we go. This part's good. And then they lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I put a note in here to remind you guys of a funny story that we saw one time, something in Patrick's baby monitor. It was like a bright light. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And so Ronald went and checked on it because it was just like a bright light flash like over his baby monitor and it went back again. It was a spider making a spider web on the baby monitor.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but that's funny. I did panic. I was like, what the fuck?
I would have panicked.
But I was thinking of the differences is she just like sits there and watches it.
She just listens.
We were like immediately in his room.
You're hearing voices. What are you doing? Yeah. What are you waiting for?
Man's voice.
I wonder because like baby monitors like pick up on other stuff
though.
So I wonder if she was just like, is this actually in my house? Like, is it not?
It's fucking up there though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate how quickly he dismisses Renee, like when she's sitting outside and he gets home and she's like, I heard something on the monitor, like it sounded like he was in the room with her, and I went and checked on her, and nobody was there. And he's like, oh, well, you know, probably just something that you picked up on the monitor. And she's like, no, like,
it was clear.
It was very clear, and it was in her room. And he's just like, oh, no, I'm sure it was nothing.
My note before that is, oh, yeah, they have another son.
Oh, yes, yeah, another son.
Why?
They haven't mentioned him in so long.
I know.
I just didn't have a baby.
I had a note. Poor I was like, baby. Oh, the poor neglected middle child.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Truly.
Uh-huh. And then I said, where is the father?
He's just grading tests.
Yeah.
Just grading tests till 11 o'clock every night, you know, as you do. Fuck. It's got a lot of tests. I have a note here that says I don't like the camera angles sometimes. And I don't know.
My note is that too.
I don't remember what it was. The camera
work is really odd right here.
The camera work is weird throughout the whole fucking movie.
How funny. That's literally right next to it. Yeah.
It was almost like...
It says that it's hiding behind the mirror and moving around is what my note says.
Hmm.
So maybe...
It's almost like it was trying to be filmed like Paranormal Activity, kind of.
Right.
But not?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Yeah. Weird, yeah, camera that work.
Mm-hmm. That night... When, yeah, the neglected middle child, she's, like, tucking him in. And he says that he doesn't like when Dalton walks around at night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. That was fucking creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
I don't like that.
No. Meat.
Meat, meat. That's meat. Different.
Yeah, no, that would freak me the fuck out. Like, between the baby monitor shit and then your other kid saying that, no.
Yeah, no. I would not be well.
No. And then as they're having this conversation, just like that pounding on the door like that, like, no, oh, no, don't answer that door.
Do not.
No.
And why the fuck does it not have a peephole?
A peephole. It's a giant ass door. A door
can't have a fucking peephole.
I don't like when houses just have like the glass on either side of the door because I don't want to be seen when I'm looking at the door.
I don't want to be seen. Right. Yes.
I don't want anybody to know that I'm looking because maybe I don't want to talk to me. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Right. No, I'm with you. I don't like that shit either.
Yeah. But the door being wide open.
After he locks it?
Just locked it.
Oof.
Nope.
I pretty much mute during this entire part.
Oh, because of the alarm?
I was waiting. I said, yeah. Elaine, did you mute?
I did.
Yes. I just wasn't sure if that was this part or not.
The alarm just goes off for a million fucking years.
Oh, and it's so horrible.
It's awful.
It's the worst alarm I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I did say at least he's turning the lights on, because in movies like this, they just don't.
Right.
Elaine, did you mute?
The first time that I saw this movie, I nearly crapped my pants at the guy standing behind the crib, though.
Oh, the crib? Yeah, that's just, I don't like that.
No.
Yeah. Nope.
Because it takes you a second to notice him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the way and he looks you do, you're through like,
oh, shit.
The little, what is that like called?
The canopy.
Canopy?
The canopy, yep.
Yeah.
Ick. Very creepy. I
hate that.
See, and I like that because you can't totally make out his face or, like, what he is.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when we see him later, that gets lost for me because we see him, like, too much. And he just looks like a fucking weird dude.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy that she sees later, like, when he's walking outside and then suddenly he's in the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, he just looks like a dude in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I did say, hello, close the door. Because then when he goes back downstairs and the door's open again. And then he, like, walks around, he did not close it again. I was like...
yeah, close the fucking door.
Lock it.
I think that's all I have for this part.
Yeah, I'm done.
Me too.
I'm on the next one.
Josh is staying at work late. Doctors say that Dalton is not responding to any tests. While stripping Dalton's bed, Renee finds a bloody handprint on his sheets. Josh and Renee argue about the house being haunted. That night, Josh, sleeping on the couch, dreams of a red candlelit hallway. Renee wakes suddenly and sees a man pacing in the window. He appears suddenly in the room and lunges for her. Josh comes to her and they decide to move.
It's just like suddenly the next day?
Mm. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the transitions are fucking weird.
They're weird.
Yeah.
And they're not talking at all about what happened?
No. It's just the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like, none of that was scary?
Nope.
Yeah.
You don't think we should discuss it further? Just
right.
Put our hand lotion on and discuss?
Like, what the fuck was that?
Right. I wouldn't have been able to stay there that night.
No.
You know? No. Like, I couldn't have just gone through all that and been like, okay, well, time to go back to bed.
Bye.
Sleep knowing that my kids are in the house and all that shit just happened. Like, no.
Yeah. Right. And there was a man standing in your daughter's room. Like,
or at least like all sleep in the same room or I don't know.
Right. Yeah. That would have been a cute addition.
Yeah. Like a little.
Like the kid in the bed and then the baby in the thing in the room.
Yeah.
And then my note is he just has to stay at homework. Weird visions. Oh, look. It's just another day again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it's just.
I do have a fun fact.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah.
No.
You got it. Okay. In the classroom, there is a jigsaw puppet drawn on the blackboard. Oh, did you see it?
I did notice that. Yeah. I
had a note about James Wan and Lee Winnell.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
And then there's like a bunch of names listed on like the detention thing. And those are just like a bunch of people who worked on like various bits of the film.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's kind of cute.
Neat. Yeah. I love little Easter egg things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I said, I don't like the slow-mo with the bloody handprint on the sheet.
Yeah, why did it have to be in slow-mo?
Wait, right before that, it says, because the kid is still in a coma, and then the mom goes, well, the universe picked the wrong chick to have, or wait, the universe picked a fight with the wrong chick.
Yeah.
Oh, the nurse. Fuck? Yeah.
No, that's what it was, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Horrible.
I do. Are you laughing, Kayla, at something that you want to say or just at that?
No, just that. Just the horrible dialogue.
I have another fun fact.
Oh,
let's hear it.
I would like to say that this one is not as fun. Okay. So the bloody handprint is not actually blood.
Oh.
So I don't know where the origin story is. I haven't seen anything from James Wan about it. Maybe I just missed it. But the red handprint is actually lipstick, because this demon is known as the lipstick demon. As he uses his hands to apply his signature red look.
Why?
I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
Lipstick demon sounds like something Kat Von D would come out with.
It does.
Well, she's all churchy now, so maybe not.
Oh, well, God.
KVD beauty, excuse me.
KVD beauty.
Yeah, I actually have a fun fact in tandem with that, Elaine. Mm. I found out that he was called the lipstick demon because when I was looking up the composer, Joseph Bishara, he plays the demon.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool. It's credited as lipstick demon. And I was like, what?
What? Why?
I kind of like what? Now hate this even more. Like, yeah, I didn't really hate this movie. It made me really mad. Was, yeah. I didn't like hate this movie. I'm just like indifferent to it. But now I'm like,
what the fuck?
Dumb as shit.
Yeah. It kind of takes it. It takes me out of it.
A lot.
Yeah.
100%.
Lipstick
demon. Lipstick demon. Like,
yeah, I don't get it.
Can we make that the title of this? Lipstick demon question mark?
Sure. Yes.
I just don't understand the choice there. Like, why?
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 Why is the red face not just his face? Because he's a fucking demon.
He's a demon.
A demon.
And even if he does apply it himself, why lipstick demon? What?
I don't understand.
It would be cooler if it were blood.
Right.
Or just blood nothing. Demon. Just nothing.
Or
just, nothing.
Or just demon. Demon. Or entity. Or... Mm-hmm.
I don't understand
choices they made with this movie.
Hmm.
And like, that's dumb, because like, that's, I feel like as a viewer, we're supposed to think that's blood. Why would we think that's lipstick? Why would that?
Right.
What?
And especially they don't show him doing that later.
Right. They don't show him applying his makeup. They just show him playing the organ and shit.
Applying his makeup?
Or whatever he's doing. Or maybe he's sewing. What is he doing?
I think he's sharpening his lipstick on his fingers.
His lip liner.
Oh, his claw.
He's sharpening the lip liner.
Oh my God, you guys.
And the other thing, too, in regards to, like, the handprint, I get that, like, finding it still would be weird and be like, what the fuck is this? But if it's not blood, then it's not as scary. Like, if I found a sheet with some... like a lipstick handprint, I would be like, what the fuck? Like, where did this come from? But I wouldn't be scared and be like, we have to fucking move.
Yeah. There's lipstick on our sheets.
There's lipstick on our sheets. We gotta move.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's really just.
Yeah, that really bothered me too, Elaine. I'm glad you brought it up.
Oh, my God.
Not a fun fact. It is a.
It's a bummer.
A bummer fact.
A sad fact.
Just dumb.
Yeah. Upsetty spaghetti about that, let me tell you.
And then Josh's weird, like, dreams and flashbacks. I get that later we kind of make more sense of it, but...
But the whole world that they built is just fucking bizarre. Weird.
Yeah.
I guess we can get into it later. But another problem I have is that, okay, his name is Lipstick Demon. It's very obviously a demon. But to my understanding, this further world that she later explains is not hell. Right. It's a right. dimension where, like, lost souls and ghosts dwell.
Right.
Ghosts and demons are two different things. They dwell in different planes of existence. Ethers. Right?
Yeah. Right. Right.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? Hmm. It's so not even that he's just an evil spirit. He's a demon.
He's hooved.
So why is he there?
He's hooved. He's freaking hooved.
He's hooved.
I made note of that later.
The cloven hoof. But so like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It it's make just strange. Sense. It doesn't make no sense.
I know. I hate this movie so much now. So I want to make a makeup line. I want to call it
good.
Further. And then we're going to have, like, the lipstick demon and the fucking eyeshadow ghost. And
that's
the fucking
hilarious.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Gray grandma can be another shade.
Gray grandma.
No, Elaine. Fucking don't be highlighter. Sorry. Don't be sorry, Elaine. I like when we have...
the movie.
Yeah, no.
Well, and I like we've had movies like this. Yeah.
Yeah. I like when we have movies that were, like...
No.
Well, we and I loved it so much about. When I first saw it.
Well, and you didn't know this until... doing research, I'm sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I didn't, yeah. Right. I, when I first saw it in theaters, it scared me so much. And
yeah,
now
totally.
It's like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, it scared me. And then going back, I was like, oh.
Same with us. We were all like, mm-hmm. Holy shit. And then the more we talk about it, we're like, wait a second, this literally doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
Any sense.
Yeah.
It's what this podcast does.
Yep.
Indeed. It makes now us hate movies.
Enlightening.
Like all these notes, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a plot hole in Connecticut.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like once we start discussing it and unwrapping it a little bit, it's like, oh.
You know, I think this movie is also in the top 10 of the scariest movies of all time list.
It is.
It is.
So wrong for that. It's high up there.
Which, how?
So I actually read into it a little bit, and it's a study that they do with these audiences. And it's based on elevated heart rate. And so this was one that, like...
Maybe people were angry.
In heart rate.
Yeah.
But to me, that doesn't equate being scared. I get that it's
so much more would have to go into it. You would have to measure the heart rate when there's no jump scare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this movie is just full of jump scares. So, of course, your heart rate's going to go up if you get a jump scare.
Right, that's just like a...
it's a reaction.
What's the word I'm looking for? Involuntary instinct. Response.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that doesn't equate being scared.
No.
And I feel like that's kind of a hard thing to measure, just because what scares you is super subjective. Like, that you can't... I don't know. What scares us isn't going to scare, you know, like, Dad. Or what scares Aiden isn't going to scare me. It just depends.
Yeah.
On everybody.
Yeah.
So there's not really a good way to measure it.
Right.
But it's based on your heart rate.
Yes, interesting, yes.
When Renee wakes up and she, like, sees the dude, and she just kind of sits there, which I might sit there, too. I might be a little bit, like, in shock if I saw someone just, like, pacing outside my window. But anyways, when he comes into the room then and she starts screaming, Josh takes forever to get up there. I was like, he's fucking useless. This guy.
Yeah, he sucks.
My God.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Before that... I would like to make note of the wonderful writing here.
Oh.
Josh, I'm scared. And then you don't understand. I'm scared too. And then she's like, or he's like, you think our house is haunted? And then she's like, I don't think it. I know it.
I do like when she like throws the sheet at him and she's like, deal with this.
Oh, yeah. Deal
like,
with this.
Yeah. Fucking listen to me. Here you go.
Reading test to 11.
During this part here, Kayla with the window and the stuff. I put the score here is just the most.
The
it's
most.
So dramatic.
The most.
Yes.
The score is pretty much the most through the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny too because I found this quote. James Wan was talking about like approaching the score with Joseph Bishara. And he said that he wanted a lot of the scare sequences to be silent. but to set the audience on edge with really loud, scratchy violin and piano bangs. I was like,
"Then that's
okay." Not really violent, loud, really loud, and overbearing, or silent? Which one, James Wan?
Pick a lane.
Yeah, pick a lane. No, you missed the mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's funny.
I did say here my favorite part of this whole movie is that he does believe her and they're going to move.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because every other movie is like, they're being dramatic.
Right. My house isn't haunted. We have to stay.
But then I'm like, is this the next day? Are you moving the next day?
Is this the next day? Right. I know. They give us the 3 months, right? When Dalton is in the coma. Uh-huh. What other movie was this in where it's like they just arbitrarily give us dates, but it's not consistent?
Isn't it Amityville?
The vampire one.
Yeah. 30 days a night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Like, they gave us the 3 months when Dalton was in the coma, but it wasn't like 2 weeks later and they're moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something like that.
Right. Makes no sense.
I also hate the fucking screeching of that ghost. I hate a screechy ghost.
A screechy ghost.
He like screeches at her as he lunges.
When he like lunges?
Her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Rah!
Yeah.
Red. Boobs.
Boobs. It's scarier to me when ghosts are more like humans.
Right.
Well, also like screechy is demon to me.
Yeah.
Right. Not ghost.
Ghost.
Okay, I don't like screechy demons either.
Well, no, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, like, they're...
Because it makes them, like, animalistic, like...
Yeah.
Creature Gucci. Versus...
Mm-hmm. Like, you were saying, Kayla, it's like they, like, they're totally different things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally probably why things. You don't like a screechy ghost, because it just doesn't...
Because it's not human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Renee and Josh's mom, Lorraine, share a heartfelt discussion in the Lamberts' new home. Later, when she's by herself, Renee sees another ghost, this time of a young boy. When Josh comes home, Renee is speaking to a priest, and he gets pissed about it. Lorraine tells the Lamberts of a dream she had about the house, and afterwards sees a Darth Maul demon behind Josh. They hear a banging in Dalton's room. When they finally get inside, they find the room destroyed and Dalton lying on the floor. Lorraine says she knows who they can call.
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! The lipstick queen is... like Darth Maul, maybe like in drag Darth or Maul. Something. Since we know,
yes. Did you guys notice the child ghost standing in the laundry room?
Yeah. How did she didn't see that?
Zach didn't.
Oh,
I was like, babe, what?
It's right
like,
there.
What? I had to rewind, and he was like, "Oh shit!" I was like, "Oh my god, what?"
Right there.
I do like the tiptoe through the tulips use right here though, because that song is creepy as shit.
So it is creepy.
It's very eerie.
That song bothers me.
Yeah, Tiny Tim was a weird fucking guy.
It's funny because the scene when I first saw the movie, like, creeped me out. But I'm watching it now and it's so silly the way the, like, ghost child is, like, dancing.
Yeah,
dancing. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Kind of sent me a little
bit. It's like a leprechaun.
Yes! It so reminded donkey. Me of leprechaun. Yes.
I never really notice in this movie how blue it is until this scene.
Very blue.
I think like it kind of shifts more to blue.
Yeah.
Because even
the new
house.
Yeah, because even the color palette. Yeah, when she's outside and she sees him through the window, it's all very blue.
So blue, like too much almost.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you going for? Like Twilight. Yes.
Twilight. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wonder like what his vision was. And if he feels like it was executed.
Well.
The way he, right. Because I don't really think so.
No.
Well, I mean, I think he thinks so since he made like 6 or whatever.
He did make a lot of them. There's.
So.
Yeah, there's 4. 5.
He just like doesn't care. And he's like, I'm making money. So.
Well, yeah. At this point, it's like a cash cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cash cow. But. After she sees the kid inside and she goes around looking, the silence is perfect when the only sound is that rocking horse.
Yes. Uh-huh. That is good.
Great.
That's well done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They should have stuck more with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they go back and forth between having like this really abrasive score and then silence. Stick with one or the other. I would lose my shit, though.
Like, I did say this would be frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have just moved and then, like, this fucking creepy-ass kid comes out of this, like, armoire thing at you and you're just like, okay, fuck me. Cool. Like, there's just some random leprechaun in our house.
Right. Yep.
Better call a priest.
There's a random leprechaun just scurrying about.
Scurrying.
Her dream is pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That part's cool. Before you ever, when the grandma comes to the house and she tells him that she had a dream about Dalton, and then it's showing like the lipstick demon, but he's like in the shadows and he just like points to Dalton and you can't really see him. Yeah.
Yeah.
This part got me the first time I watched it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She's like telling this story and then it pans to fucking Josh and he's just like right behind him.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I think it was me and Autumn and we both were like, what?
Yeah. Like we screamed. Audibly screamed.
The dream is scary. I can't live the Darth Maul demon, though.
The Darth Maul, the lipstick demon.
That's the best design you came up with for a demon?
Mm-hmm. My God.
Like, nah.
Like, it was so close, but not.
But not.
I'm just like, don't even, like, care anymore.
I just wish...
After the lipstick demon queen fucking whatever.
I just wish they would have done one or the other. Mm-hmm. Demon or ghost. Because then when, like, the fucking nerds that show up that look like Jehovah's Witnesses, like, they do their ghost hunter shit.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been cool if it was just ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
We ruined it for Grace. Completely.
I'm sorry.
And again, handprint. They find the same exact handprint. Like, it's the same sheet and everything.
Like a bunch of them or something.
Like, why?
Why?
We already saw it.
Yeah.
The thing that always bothers me about stuff like this is there are editors, right? For the script.
For the movies. Or like your fucking friends. You're like, hey, does this make sense to you?
Right. Like, do they not have like continuity or plot hole editors that can find this shit before it even goes into production?
Right.
And then can talk to the writer and be like, look, this doesn't fucking make sense.
This does not make any sense.
Or did they have people and they were just like, eh, I don't care.
Or they were like, yeah, this is great. And if that's the case, like if the four of us talking about it in 20 minutes can have this realization with the plot, how the fuck did this slip past a bunch of editors?
Right.
It's wild.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. This is kind of a long one. The paranormal team arrives at the Lambert house. Elise immediately feels a presence, and she describes the demon she sees while Specs sketches it for her. She tells Josh and Renee that Dalton has been astral projecting and he's gotten lost in a place she calls the Further. Now ghosts are trying to get inside of Dalton's physical body, and Darth Maul Demon is the closest of all of them. Josh dismisses Elise and asks her to leave. That night, he notices a drawing of Dalton's that matches Elise's. The paranormal team is back at the house in an attempt to contact Dalton. The seance slash ritual thing is super chaotic and spooky, and it doesn't work, so that sucks. Tucker shows Specs the video of the demon controlling Dalton's body. Lorraine arrives to tell Josh's story of when he was a child. She says that he used to astral project and shows photos of a creepy old woman who was trying to get a hold of him. Elise says they suppressed his memories and ability to astral project in order to let him forget, but now it's time for Josh to go into the Further and bring Dalton back himself.
Okay, so I called them the Mormon Ghostbusters, is what I called
them. Yeah. Jehovah's Witness. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What I was going to say that I decided to save is that Specs and Tucker are like too much comedic relief. Like, you're approaching the climax of the movie where it's supposed to be the scariest, and this is where you choose to be funny?
Yes. Right, you bring in these, like, bumbling dudes that are, like, have this weird, like, beef, and they're, like, fucking weird. What?
It's and really that's weird. Why I, with that review, the Roger Ebert review, where he's like, it's almost a comedy. I see that, especially here.
Yeah, Yep. Too much. Yeah.
And then I just put that I'm waiting for another jump scare.
I do love Elise. I can't think of that actress's name at the moment.
Detroit Rock City Mom.
Yep.
Lynn Shay. Detroit
Rock City Mom.
Yeah, Lynn Shay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love her.
Me too.
She's great.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
So cute. But yeah, I can't with the two Ghostbuster guys.
No.
Yeah.
I can't when the one dude, when Tucker is doing his different color film, which, yeah, I'm sure that's very scientific and totally works. When he's by the clock and the two girls just are standing there.
Oh, yeah.
This is when it starts to lose me with the ghosts and shit. I'm like, that was so fucking stupid and not scary.
Not scary. Mm-hmm.
No.
Fuck. I think this is when they start their... There's like a weird bickering moment after they see that or something. Yep. And I said, I see what they're trying to do, but it's just not landing.
Yeah.
No. A lot of this part too, it's like they took inspiration from Poltergeist.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But it's like,
yep.
Great value Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Team U.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. This is where I said, oh, he's got the hooves.
The cloven hoof.
I do like, like what you said, that what they were trying to do with like the flickering color thing.
Mm-hmm.
What are those called? It was literally a toy.
A viewfinder.
It was literally a viewfinder. I remember those. And I see what they were trying to do with, like, you never know when something's going to pop up as he's flipping through the discs. Sure. But it's like...
Meh as fuck.
Yeah.
But then also, back to Kayla's, or, you know, our recent discovery, you don't find demons.
With a viewfinder.
Right.
Well, and I guess, because at this point, they don't know that it's a demon. I guess they think that it's still a ghost that they're finding. But then after she, like, they do their weird seance shit, and then she talks to them about, like, her findings and what it is. At that point, you should be like, okay, well, we don't need you. We need someone else.
Another priest.
Yeah. Another priest.
Yep.
I do love when she goes into Dalton's room and is, like, describing what she sees.
Mm-hmm.
As he draws it.
As he draws it, and her whispering.
Her whispering is so
creepy.
Yeah.
And, like, us, like, going back and forth between, like, the ceiling where she's seeing it and them, I think is pretty good because, like, she's clearly seeing something that no one else is.
Right.
But I think that's just because she's good.
Yeah. Right. She is just a great actress.
Yeah.
I don't like that then they turn the light on and then it goes away because earlier you see him in the daytime.
Yep,
right behind the motherfucker. So like the light doesn't scare him.
What?
Why did the grandma see him then even?
Right.
Like she's not a psychic.
Right.
She's never gone into the further.
Like why is the demon choosing to waste his energy to appear for her?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That don't make no sense.
It makes no sense.
When Josh like dismisses, you know, her theory about everything.
The astral projection.
Uh-huh. And then goes into to Dalton's room and sees his drawings. I'm like, motherfucker, you guys just moved into this home. You unpacked those drawings. You put the drawings on the wall.
And you didn't read it and notice
anything of those drawings when she's telling you all this information. You had to see them again for you to connect it.
Right.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. So stupid.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and when Elise is talking to them about the astral projection and the further and how, you know, there's other entities that have a more insidious agenda.
She said it.
That's fine. They could have just made him an evil spirit.
Yes.
That wanted Dalton's, I don't even know what they want.
Vessel.
Essence?
Vessel.
I'm like, essence. I like your crystal. Essence. What do they want?
Ectoplasm.
Right. But like, they chose to make him a demon. Why?
Yeah.
And another thing that I wanted to say earlier that I saved was like, why a little boy? Aren't there other people who are astral projecting?
Right, he's the only one.
He's not the only one.
Right.
So why are all of these ghosts wasting their fucking time to be a little boy?
Right.
Right.
I don't know, dude.
If I was a ghost, I'd want to be like someone cool.
The president or like someone with power. But
right.
Stupid demons.
No, just this little white boy in the suburbs is
again, demons aren't all smart as we've discovered in
exactly.
other
it's true. Idiots. So all of these ones are stupid.
They're all dumb.
Right. All of them so far. Mm-hmm. Yep. There is a line though that we do love. It's not your house that's haunted. It's your son.
It's your
and
son.
And I put dun dun dun.
Dun. Yeah.
But he's not fucking haunted.
It's a whole idea.
God not haunted. Damn it.
Oh man.
It's a great idea what they're trying to do. It is. Like it's not it a haunted house, it's a haunted person, but it missed the mark so much.
Yeah. It missed the mark. There were so many choices they made that just took us out of it completely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, but suddenly it's very blue.
See?
Blue.
I do like the way that Josh's demeanor totally shifts when Elise does mention the astral projection, because it's like something triggered inside of him.
Right.
Yeah.
That was like,
yeah, and then he's like, no.
Right. But he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The seance.
Oh my god.
Oh, the fucking seance.
So, I said this scene is just the most.
The
writing, the lighting, the acting, the crying.
The gas mask. What again was the purpose of the gas mask?
I don't know.
It makes me get real high with that thing.
Because only he can transcribe what she's saying, and apparently he can only hear her if it's through a fucking gas mask? Like why? What? How did you even come to that conclusion? You're like, this is the best method. How did you get there? Why were gas masks ever involved? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
It's seriously just to look creepy, but like it has nothing.
It no doesn't pertain to the plot.
To anything.
Yep.
Oh, it's so dumb.
I just wrote that was a wild ride.
Yeah. I was never a huge fan of this bit, especially when the demon starts controlling Dalton's body and now he just like has superhuman strength.
The super strength.
Oh my god. So that's another thing for me, right? So he accomplished what he was after. He's using Dalton as a vessel.
Right.
Yeah.
And then just stops suddenly? Yes.
Well, I think that he was like, because in the video he's just like you like a puppet. Uh-huh. Instead of actually being inside of Dalton. Oh,
right, that's right.
So it's not totally done.
So he's getting close.
He used his spooky energy to do that, and now he has to rest again. And
little marionette.
Yeah.
Superhuman strength. People are flying. You know, shit's flashing.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
So bad.
It's like a. Is that the Haunting in Connecticut one where that's like the cheesecloth comes out and the thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's the same energy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think they came out close to the same time period too. So maybe it was just like because this came out in what 2000?
Yeah, relatively.
10?
Yeah. This I think, and then Haunting in Connecticut was around the same time because I think I was in high school and I watched that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what choices they were making in the 2010s with horror films, but it was very chaotic and like,
it was
very loosely plotted.
They had to switch it up from the. Like mid early 2000s Ring and Grudge type of horror, I guess, move on to something new, but they were just bad. I feel like so many movies that came out during this time were just awful.
Mm-hmm.
A fun fact, there are so many callbacks to like other horror movies in this, but the help me that Specs writes over and over again is almost identical to a scene in The Changeling.
Oh.
I never seen it though, so I don't know.
So I don't know.
After the thing, whatever, and the mom is like crying that he doesn't believe her, and I was like, honestly, he has been believing you a lot more than other movies. So
yeah,
right. Consider yourself lucky.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
You're actually a wife that's dismissed less than most.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can we also talk about the creepy window? No, I shouldn't even say creepy. The window demon who came into the house and whatever. He's in this scene too.
Oh yes, because he then attacks Renee again.
Yeah, and he like licks her face.
Yes.
Oh,
I forgot.
Yeah, that I forgot. Like
what's I didn't make a note happening? Of
that. I missed a note that says Josh is now a believer.
A believer.
Yeah, I don't really understand what's up with that ghost, because then they never touch on it again, and then he's just suddenly gone. We never see him again.
Well, we see him.
Do we see him in the house?
We see him
when
in
he's
the further.
Astral projecting?
No, when he and Josh have a fist fight.
Oh, that's rough.
They rumble
like
at midnight.
He's like the fucking bouncer at the red door.
He's the bouncer at the red door.
I forgot.
Oh my god.
I was just remembering the things and I didn't look at any of my notes during the seance part. But I said, I'm going to have a seizure from all this flashing light. And then Danzer Joker has the mom. Danzig Joker.
Danzig Joker. That's amazing. Yep.
Really. Mm-hmm. We do have like a pretty direct homage to Poltergeist in the kitchen afterwards with the steak on the counter. And the kitchen looks exactly the same as well.
Yeah, I do like that.
Dude have meat on his head.
They always do that when someone gets punched in the face in movies. They're like, oh, here's a slab of meat.
The iron.
Yeah, it's supposed to like help with bruising and shit.
Yeah. Oh, so there is actual reason behind it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know anyone that's ever actually just taken a goddamn raw steak to the face like that.
No, especially not in this
steak
day
after ready.
Right.
Like that's
not
frozen.
You just have steak in your fridge all the
that's
time?
That's not frozen.
Yeah, what?
I have little bitty cubed steak right now because I'm going to make tacos.
Oh, yum.
So if you get little bitty cuts.
Would you say you have that every day?
No.
Just at the
ready to go?
No, I don't.
Ready to slap on your face?
In case you get a little cut.
Right, next time Patrick, gets a little face boo-boo. Here you go. Here's just a cube of steak for your face.
What?
Right. Because nobody does that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
The story that Lorraine tells about Josh when he's a kid and the pictures. I think that's a little bit spooky.
Yeah. That was spooky. And like the pictures are cool. They look real,
Mine is my reaction to this is eye roll emoji.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hereditary.
It's hereditary.
It's hereditary?
No, like it is a hereditary.
It's an astral projection.
Yeah. You were like relating it to hereditary. I was like,
trying to find
that connection.
No. It's a genetic disorder.
Yeah, it's hereditary.
Well, and I get that their reasoning behind him not remembering any of this is because he's like trauma blocked it. But nothing that they've experienced and talked about thus far has like triggered any of that for him. And he's like, oh shit, like I went through this as a kid.
Right.
I can astral project. It's just. And I guess I just don't understand the mom's reasoning for, like, not talking about it.
Yeah.
With him.
Earlier, when their son has been in a coma for some time now.
Like, she tells them about the fucking dream that she has, but she's not like, also, by the way, this happened when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, Grandma is dropping the ball.
She is dropping the ball.
With Grandma, I said his mother looks 10 years older than him at best.
Yes. Do you know who she is?
She's
in a lot of horror. I can't think of her fucking name right now, and I didn't write it down, of course. But she's in The Entity. She's the main chick in there.
I've seen that.
It's fucked up.
I recognize her from Once Upon a Time.
I never watched that.
Don't.
Either.
Okay. She said don't.
But it never appealed.
I love it. It's so bad, though. Just very dramatic.
Mm-hmm. My note is, he has to leave his body to get his son back. Got it.
Yep.
All right. You guys want to move on?
Yeah.
Elise begins a meditation-type session with Josh to bring him into the further. While searching for Dalton, Josh runs into many different ghosts hanging around their previous home. In the attic, he sees the same red door from Dalton's drawings. The face-looking ghost attacks him, but he pushes him away. Behind the door, he finds Dalton, who has been chained up by the lipstick demon, aka Darth Maul. They flee, and now all of the ghosts are trying to get a hold of Dalton and Josh.
Renee calls out to Josh and he follows her voice back home. Back in the physical world, the ghosties have materialized. Darth Maul is chasing Dalton through the house and Josh has a run-in with the old woman from his past. Both boys wake up and everyone relaxes and hugs each other and shit.
Nice.
Wild.
I said, yes, make sure you kiss your wife goodbye before you leave your earth body to go find your son's astral body.
God.
I love metronomes.
I do too.
Me too.
Very relaxing. I love that sound.
I love what they do with Elise's voice here, but she's like, let my voice be your guide, and then she says nothing.
Yeah,
we hear her for like the rest of the time. I'm like, she's a really good guide.
I said, he's gonna float away, but at least he grabbed his lantern.
He got a lantern.
Oh, yeah, how he's like floating through.
Yeah.
I made a note when she was still talking and like trying to get him to like go in this trance. It's like, what the hell is this nonsense she is talking about? None of what she said like made sense.
No.
She was just like babbling and I was like, what is this?
Oh. Come again?
Yeah.
Nonsense.
I did say, good God, there's still 25 minutes left of this movie.
Yep. This is
what I noticed. It is bad.
I said, I start to get bored here.
Me too.
Yes. It's not exciting. It's not like, oh, wow, like I can't wait to see like how he does this and what happens. It's just like, okay, can we be done?
Yeah.
Also, I must have started like another night watching this part, and there's a part where someone says hello, and Ronald was not aware I was watching this movie, and he literally thought someone was in the backyard.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So, hello?
I only know that because I made a note of it, because she told him to not draw attention to himself while he was in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's just going to go room for room. Hello?
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 That's all
he's doing. Yeah.
I got a little jump scare with that first ghosty bride lady. That gave me a little jump scare.
I did say that that part would probably be really cool to watch in theaters.
Yeah.
I remember the ghosty bride part.
Because it's like dark and... You don't know the ghosty bride?
Like the first ghost that he sees and she like goes up the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have mixed opinions about like the ghostly family in the living room. At face value, I'm like, this is so dumb. But then something kind of freaked me out because when he blinks, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why are these ghosts just sitting there and being completely still? But then I had a thought that they've probably been dead for so long that they've forgotten how to be people.
Oh,
and so they're trying to pretend to be normal.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty creepy.
I know. Yeah. And so then it kind of freaked me out. I was like, I don't like that.
That's a good point.
I don't like the actual ghosts, but like how it is set here, it does feel like a nightmare. Like if you're asleep or having a bad dream, it does feel very dreamlike, which is fine. But I don't like the ghosts. They are silly to me.
Yeah, I agree.
The part with the red door, then I said the guy appears and is moving fast. I made note that this is almost like a metaphor for anxiety or depression. And she says, you're stronger than they are. And then he pushes them away to go into the, like, it's like, almost like this could be a metaphor. I don't know. But then now knowing all this other shit, it could have just been coincidental.
I love an
interpretation.
Makes it better than what it is at face value.
I hate that whole scene.
And then he says, get away from me. Get away from me.
Get away from me.
Well, it's like, so that's all you have to do? You just have to yell at him?
Yeah, like depression. You just need to be happy.
Right.
Yeah, you just stop it.
Just don't think about it.
And like the push. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, push.
I said he's sharpening his claws like Freddy.
Yes. Yep.
I do love the color palette here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And like the color palette, the aesthetic and the lighting. All that is beautiful for this scene.
Yep.
But
when he finally like sees Josh and Dalton like talking and Dalton's like, he's looking at us or whatever, and we see him through the window and he's just like doing like the tongue flick thing. I'm like, I hate it. It's so dumb. It's not even scary. I'm just like, what are you doing?
No.
When Josh is like walking through the hallway and I think that there's like candles, like chandelier candles or something.
Yeah.
I just said, what in the Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, yeah. I had that same thought. And it's funny because he's also in that.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Raoul.
What in the Phantom of the Opera? That's a great movie.
But like, it is. It would have been cool though if this was like hell and this was the demon's fucking domain.
Yes.
Fucking cool. But no, but it's
instead there are just puppets.
Yeah.
And they're in it.
Yeah, I said he is crying in what appears to be hell, question mark. I don't.
But it's not. It's the further that this demon is just inhabiting, because you know that's a thing.
And isn't he like chained up?
Yeah, Dalton.
Yeah.
He got him out of those chains really easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like Dalton couldn't have done that at any point.
when Freddy is sharpening his claws, I said he has little kitty cat eyes.
I said that too. And I thought maybe a reference to cat eye? A cat's eye?
Stephen King? Maybe.
The lipstick demon likes a good cat eye.
I did say that Darth Maul lipstick demon walking is like a toddler wearing their mom's high heels.
Oh, fuck the hooves.
That's funny, like a, dude. It's like a goth girl in the club.
Yeah. Like, that shit sent me.
Yeah.
I said I can't with the hooves.
No.
The
hooves. He's just not scary.
No, he's not scary.
No.
At all.
No.
It's just loud. Like the
camera work again here gets so, it's all so stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so choppy and weird. Like, they're trying to get creative with it, but it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them so long to, get back.
A long part, yeah.
Like, when he's running with him, I'm like, why is this taking so fucking long? The whole scene. It was just really long.
Oh, it just drags.
The going from room to room, and I'm just like, you're searching for your son, because he might get inhabited by a demon. Like, time is not on your side, dude.
No.
Just... What are you doing?
Well, and then when they get back to the house, he lets Dalton out of his grasp.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you doing?
And then be chased by said demon again.
Well, and you moved. Dalton doesn't know where he's going.
Right. It's a brand new home.
Which I do like that detail, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the way the demon moves on the wall.
No.
I forgot about that.
God,
but he's a demon. You really can't catch this kid.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Right. Like, he's a demon child. He can't walk in his hooves.
when the ghosts like materialize in the real world, and Specs, I think, goes into the kitchen. He's like looking around and he sees a drawer open and he starts to close it. I'm like, do you need to close that drawer right now?
I said, why are you waiting so long to decide what to do with the drawer?
Just leave the drawer.
Mm-hmm. Just leave it alone.
Why?
Yeah.
Yep.
Silly.
So silly.
I just said, dude's unwell. She said, I don't know, the dude, the main dude. And then the friggin' mom from Detroit Rock City is like, just follow my voice. And then she just stops talking again.
Yeah.
She says it. Yep.
I did have to pause to like write the script, and I did pause right on that old woman's face, and I had to not look at it because honestly, her face fucking creeps me out.
Her face is creepy.
Yeah,
he's looking at her in the mirror or whatever
in the window. Yeah,
the window. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a mirror. No,
to the window,
to the walls,
to the walls.
Anyway, her laugh is creepy too.
Yeah, she's fucking creepier than the goddamn lipstick demon.
Oh, 100%.
She's just a creepy fucking ghost. Like,
I think that they had. I could be wrong about this. So whatever. But I'm pretty confident that a man plays her.
Oh.
Pretty confident. An issue that I have with just the series in general is later on, they decide, they make a choice in the movies that ghost is a man dressed as that woman.
Oh. What?
Oh.
And I don't like that.
Again,
yeah, what?
The choices they're making.
That's a bad choice to make. A bad one.
Like, what?
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man.
And then everything is fine.
And then everything's fine.
I did laugh at his tail.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I forgot about the tail.
The tail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the Cat in the Hat tail.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. He's got kitty cat eyes.
Kitty cat. Kitty cat.
Are you guys ready for the last one?
Oh. I was going to say, there's one more. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Josh returns his childhood photos back to Elise, but she seems a little spooked. She picks up the camera and snaps a photo of Josh. Josh then snaps and chokes the fuck out of Elise, killing her. Renee finds Elise's body. She picks up the camera, and we get a flashback of what Elise saw before she died. A creepy old woman's hand giving her the photos. The camera flashes, and we see the old woman rush toward the camera. Josh puts his hand on Renee's shoulder. She gasps. The end. Oh, Kayla's shaking her head.
So they're, like, back to Earth or whatever.
Yeah.
They're just, like, everyone's like, yay!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything's fine.
That's it.
Yeah, everything's fine. But not, apparently.
But fucking not.
Dude, when Renee goes to check on Elise and she sees that she's dead, fucking gray. Bitch has been dead for 60
she's
seconds.
She's got rigor mortis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Rigor mortis, like, what? Stop it! Also, it had only been like a minute. Like, you probably could have revived her.
Yeah.
Potentially.
But she's just like, oh, nope, she's dead. Because she looks fucking dead. Like, she's been dead for hours.
But she's just...
And then the camera...
She's not, like, freaking the fuck out and screaming.
Yeah.
I would be...
When he was, like, killing her, too, I was like, huh?
Huh?
Like, I just, like, didn't...
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. I do like the plot twist.
The plot twist is cool. And if it had been done well...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The movie in general, I might have seen the second one to find out what the fuck happens.
Right.
But I never did.
Nope.
Because
it does give me goosebumps, even though it's bad.
Just like the thought of it?
The thought of it freaks me creepy. The fuck out.
It's a good
really creepy.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I do like that they chose to do that. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just the execution.
Mm-hmm. It is. The score... I love, even though it's very repetitive and it happens at every single scary point of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we get it at the end. And I love, I do like when the camera like snaps and we just like see the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like his hand on her shoulder.
Yeah. It's a good way to end it.
It's a good way to end it, but it's
There's just so many other plot holes and things that just take you out of it. That
I just
never saw the other one because
inconsistencies.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah,
and the biggest one is naming your demon the lipstick fucking demon.
Oh God,
what?
I can't. Because
then I saw that at the credits because I waited, like I watched all the credits to see if there would be anything afterwards, and I was like, lipstick face demon. And then when I found the facts about the composer, I was like, what?
Yeah,
the fuck.
Yep.
Choices were made.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I almost want to watch the other ones just to see, like...
where they went with it?
Yeah, just to see where they went with it. Because the newest one that just came out was called, like, The Red Door. Because from my understanding, the second and the third ones are not about this family. Right, Elaine? They're about Elise. And, like...
Right. Right, so they happened before this, So I think that this one is, like, the third in sequential order.
Right, The Red Door. I don't know. I feel like maybe if I get drunk one night, we'll just watch the rest of the Insidious movies, because it'd be funny. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotta be inebriated. Okay, well, that's the movie. It's not scary, right?
No, it's super spooky.
I don't know, I was shaking in my boots.
Scared of the lipstick.
Let's do the score gauge.
Well, since the only blood is lipstick.
Right. There's not even any actual blood in the goddamn thing.
Like negative 10.
That's what he was trying to do. Remember? That's because he did Saw, and then he was like, I can do something without gore. And then he was all.
Was it good?
No.
No.
So no, no gore.
Nope, no gore.
Yeah, negative
gore.
2 weeks we're doing.
This is the end.
No, I'm excited for that. It's that one's actually funny, but it's supposed to be. It'll be interesting to talk about.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's Grace's pick.
I'm excited to see what I think. Yes,
I am too.
Me too.
I don't think you'll be a fan, but you never know.
I'm gonna try to go in with an open mind.
Yes,
please.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about it. And I'm glad that we did this one. It was our first plot-holy, shitty movie of the season.
And the first, But we all agreed that we didn't like it. So technically, we're still in agreement here.
It's true. Right.
Oh my God,
four.
Yeah, we don't have any divisive opinions yet. Yeah. I think that will happen next week. But you never know.
You never know.
Sweet. Well, yeah, that was a fun episode. We will see, or you will hear us in 2 weeks. But in the meantime, don't forget to wear your SPF. Hydrate or dihydrate. Put your fucking shoes on. And don't forget to lock your doors. Be safe
out
there.
Don't astral project.
Yeah, don't do that. And if you're going to write a movie about a demon, then write a movie about a demon. If you're going to write a movie about ghosts, write a movie about ghosts. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be a demon, don't wear lipstick. That's silly.
Wear lipstick, but that's not your whole identity.
Yeah, have a better name.
Sure, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The more that we talk about demon, it's just reminding me of the crab thing from Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, God. There's so many other things I can't even think of them right now.
Yeah. Just don't do any of this.
Don't do this movie.
Maybe don't watch this movie.
Don't do this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't.
With that, bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye.